Bruchim Abayim to the ninth and continuing series of Shiurim on the commentary of the Nativ, Naftali Tzvi Yehuda Berlin, Rosh Kol B'nei Hagoyla, the Rosh Yeshiva of Volozhin. I think it was also the Rav of Volozhin too. I think the Rosh Yeshiva of Volozhin also had the title of was also the Rav of Volozhin. And this is his commentary on the Chumash called the Amud Dava. Now, last time we left off with the usage of, I guess, pluperfect or present future verbs in the Chumash, which seem to indicate that in fact these verbs are referring to the time of Matan Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu writes the Torah after Matan Torah, and we actually refer to the Eben Ezra. Now, the Eben Ezra, there are several Eben Ezras which are much discussed, and I don't know how many people know these Eben Ezras, but those who know it certainly discuss them. In Parshas Lech Lecha, where in Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Vav, there it says, Vayavo Avram Ba'aretz, Avram Avinu went through, traveled through El Yisrael, Ad Mekoyim Shechem, until Shechem, Ad Eloin Moire, until Eloin Moire, Vaknani Az Ba'aretz, and the Kanani were at that time in El Yisrael. So, there's a very famous Eben Ezra, cryptic, says Yitachin she'eretz Kanan tofsa Kanan miyad achel, right? In other words, Kanan, it could possibly that Kanan actually conquered for somebody else. V'yoneinu kein yesh lo soid. If that's true, so there's a soid. V'maskil yidoy. That's what tells us to be quiet. Now, what does it mean to be quiet? Well, the Eben Ezra, which actually led into this discussion of Eben Ezra's, was actually in at the end of the Akedah, where I was discussing the pasuk of Asheye Amer Hayoyim. This is Parachaveis pasuk Yudalit. Avom Avinu calls Shema Mokem Ahu Hashem Yireh Asheye Amer Hayoyim Baha Hashem Yireh, and there too, the Eben Ezra says Be'Ela Hadvorim. Now, what is Ela Hadvorim? So in Eilat Dvorim, the Eben Ezra expands on the pasuk of Acharas Hayomi Chayrev Derech HaSeir. Once again, I'm in Sefer Dvorim, Perak Alf, pasuk Beis. Acharas Hayomi Chayrev Derech HaSeir Ad Kadesh Barnea. And there, the Eben Ezra says, right? Okay. V'im tovin, right? V'chein pirash kol hashir zivah shemar zelokim v'ev hayadim b'mid ba'abar ova. V'im tovin soid hashnei masar. If you understand the secret of 12, gam v'yichta Moshe, that which it says Moshe wrote, v'aknani az ba'oretz b'ha Hashem yiroeh, those are two psukim I refer to. Gam hine also eres balzel takya emes. You know the truth. That's what the Eben Ezra says. Okay.
Give us the pasuk, please.
This is the pasuk perek base, perek ala pasuk base in Devarim. Now, what do you mean takya emes? So, and what's soit shnei masal? So, in perek lamed dalet, this is at the end of Devarim. This is habroch in perek dalet lamed dalet. V'yal Moshe me'avas mayav, right? V'yal Moshe me'avas mayav al har nevoi, roish ha'pisga, asher p'nei yirechai, v'yareihu Hashem es kol ha'oret es ha'gilad adam. So, Moshe Rabbeinu ascends, right? Har nevoi, and of course, Baruch Hu shows them all of Eretz Yisrael. Says the Eben Ezra, this is in Perek Lamed Dalet, Pasuk Aleph of Devarim, says the end of it, so the fee daiti, in my opinion, kimizah pasuk kosov Yeshua. Says the Eben Ezra, Yeshua writes this pasuk. Ki achash ala Moshe loy kosov. After Moshe Rabbeinu goes up to El Pisgah, Har Nevoi, there's no, he's not writing the Torah anymore. ובדרך נבואה קוצפוי. It's written דרך נבואה. ועד ויראו השם, ויהם השם אליו, וגם ויגבור. Okay, now, so the evidence says that from Pasuk Lamed Aleph, Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Aleph, Yeshua writes, now, what's Sod Yud Beis? What's the secret of 12? Well, that's clear. Because from Perek Lamed Aleph to the end of the Chumash, right, there are 12 Pesukim. So in other words, what the evidence was explaining is that from Vayal Moshe Be'avos Moshe V'Al Nevoi, which is Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Aleph, including Pasuk Yud Beis, L'chol Ayala Chazoka, L'chol Amira Godol, right, that was written by Yeshua. That's what the Ebenezer is referring to as Sod Yud Beis. Okay? Now, the fact is that, all right, those people who have learned this Ebenezer, and much ink has been spilled in this Ebenezer, and much inferences and conclusions have been drawn for this Ebenezer, which I'm saying right now on Ashkofazakal.com are not true, and come from Amaratzus. Okay? With all due respect. What's the Ebenezer basing himself on? The Ebenezer was a Yerei Shamayim. Well, there's a Gemara in Tezvov and Aleph, in Bava Basra, and the Gemara says, Omamal, Yoshua Kosov Sifrei, Yeshua wrote Sefer Yoshua, Ushmoyne Psukim Shabbat Torah, and he wrote 8 Psukim in the Torah, and the Gemara brings a Braisa, right? Tanya Commander Omer, Shmoyne Psukim Shabbat Torah, Yeshua Kosva. There are 8 Psukim in the Torah that was written by Yeshua from Vayoma Shamosha Ever Hashem. So the Gemara, Ev Shamosha Vekosa, Vayomas Shamoisha Ella Atkan Kaza Mesha become Vaela Kaza of Yeshua, Divirab Yehuda. Okay, and there's a machlokes of the Gemara. This is not the right, the Gemara says no. There's another opinion, the Gemara argues on this. But in other words, there's an opinion in Chazal, a Tanna, that all that the last 8 Pesukim were written by Yeshua. Right? Certainly the Rambam in the Ikrim rejects this, but this is a Shita in Chazal. Now, so in other words, the Shita of Chazal and Bava Basra is that the last 8 psukim, right, are written by Yeshua, beginning with Pasuk Hei. Pasuk Hei, once again, Perek Lamed Dalet in Devarim, at the end of the Chumash, the end of Devarim. From Pasuk Hei, Vayom Hashem Moshe, Eved Hashem, Beretz Moav, Al Pi Hashem. So, from that Pasuk onwards, was written by Yeshua. That's a sheet of Chazal, a sheet of Atana. So now, what I understand, now, what's interesting is, what I understand is that the Ibn Ezra understood that this opinion of the Tanna, that Yeshua wrote the last 8 Pesukim, a last 8 Pesukim is Lav Dafka. In other words, for Yom HaShem Moshe, he brought the Raya for Yom HaShem, even though it does say 8 Pesukim of Abasa, but I understand the Ibn understood that the 8 Pesukim is Lav Dafka. In other words, there was a Shita. The Ibn Ezra, there was a Shita of Tanoim, that there was certain isolated Pesukim that were written by Yeshua. And the Ibn Ezra understood that 8 is Lav Dafka, but rather, in fact, right, as the Ibn Ezra says explicitly, the last 12 Pesukim were written by Yeshua. So when the Ibn Ezra refers, Vaknani Asbo'oretz, or Hashem Yeloeh, these were also Pesukim that were written, right, by Yeshua. That's how I understand. In other words, so the Ibn Ezra is not Chas V'Shalom coming to undo the foundations of Amunah. The Ibn Ezra is, in other words, bringing a Shita of Chazal and using the Shita of Chazal, right? And I don't know if it's even an original, but in other words, the Ibn Ezra is saying is the Shita of Chazal, a certain isolated psukim, right? Whose dicta, whose syntax and semantics, right, leads us to the conclusion to the hermeneutical conclusion. In fact, certain isolated pesukim for the lashon is very clear. We're written by Yeshua. That's the sheet of the Ibn Ezra. The Ibn Ezra is just going with the sheet of Chazal. And of course, even though one would argue, Mesh Rishonim say that this is a das yachid, but of course, in Hashkafa, and certainly for the purposes of a Perush and a Chumash, one could go with a Das Yochid. So the Ibn Ezra, in this parish of the Chumash, in fact, actually, is offering this sheet of Chazal as, right, as a possibility of reading these psukim, whose diktuk indicates, according to the Ibn Ezra, that they were written after the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, right, but rather to the time of Yeshua. That's the sheet of the Ibn Ezra. Now, the fact is that Vaknani Azba'oretz, right, so what is the reasoning of the Ibn Ezra, right? The reasoning of the Ibn Ezra, right, is rather clear. How could you say the Kanani at that time were in Eretz Yisrael? Meaning that, in other words, the Chumash is being written, Apia Gvura was being written, right, at a time when, certainly, you know, if you say that it was written by Moshe Rabbeinu, certainly the Kanani were in Eretz Yisrael. I mean, the command of Moshe Beth Yeshua was to conquer the Kanani. In other words, therefore, as Baal is reason the time that even the Canaanim were going to be conquered, or in fact, part of them were conquered, so therefore, of course, it makes sense that it was written to him to be sure. That's the Ibn Ezra's claim. As others says, it's Mukhak, and that's certainly in conformance with the Sheet of Chazal and Baba Basra. Very good. Now, Sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. Now, the Netziv, right, doesn't learn like that. In Parakut Beis Pasuk Vav, once again, the Pasuk in Parshas Lach Lecha, Vayavo Avram Ba'oretz, Ad Mekoy B'Shechem, Ad Eloin Moira, Vaknani Oz Ba'oretz. So it says in its Siv, Oz Ba'oretz, so first of all it brings Rashi, Hayahoyle Pekoyvish Elot Yisrael, Rashi, Vayedizu Lekan Ba'al Lamdeinu, what do we have to know Vaknani Oz Ba'oretz? So first it brings Rashi, Hayahoyle Pekoyvish Elot Yisrael, that's a Pichazal. Right, now Vayedizu Lekan Ba'al Lamdeinu. What is the Chumash informing me? Akrani Az Ba'aretz. I mean, there are other ways of saying that Avraham Avinu conquered Eretz Yisrael. Demeira Halas. In other words, that we say Eloin Meira. Avu Gam Shalayam Zera Kanani. Meira was never a person. We're not from Zera Kanani. We come and come Ariu Bchalal Kanani Machmash Akrani Kovash Aret. But since the Kanani had conquered Eretz Yisrael, so because of that, every person in Eretz Yisrael, even Meira, right? Even Meira, who was not from Zera Kanani, who was not from the project Kanani, is referred to as Kanani.
They subsequently conquered the land.
Right? Yeah. Vakol Yikual Shemoi. And everything, right? Everything, so therefore everything is going to be called Kanani. Teda Shere, Omar Vomli Abdoi, Loisikach Ishwe Bleisa Kanani Shonechi Yeshi Ba'altzai. Right? For example, Avraham Avinu says, right, in Chai Yisora, he says to Eliezer, don't take a wife for Yitzchak, be blessed Hakarani, Ashani is blessed. Vayu Ayu Babi Meisha Be'eretz Yisrael, Malki Tzedek Ayashama. I mean, there were people in Eretz Yisrael that weren't from the Kananim. Malki Tzedek was there, was not from the Kananim. V'lam Le'lak L'chorin, where to go to Chorin? You don't take a Kanani, take another girl. El Kol Yeshvi Alto Yishtab Dubei Lav. But rather, the Chum is telling me that everyone is called Kanani because every person was living under the rulership of the Kananim. V'arayu B'chalal Kananim. Everybody's called Kananim. Zulat Avram Shon Nishtapet Vashem Ayayimoy. That's what the Ibn Ezra says. I think, and that's what the Netziv says. Avagdava. Yeah.
Sorry. Okay, I'm mishearing. At the time of Avraham Avinu,
the Kananim had conquered Eretz Yisrael already.
Sholet, even the time of Avraham Avinu.
Right, but there were people living in Eretz Yisrael.
They were not Kananim.
But nonetheless, they're called Kananim. So in other words, why are they called Kananim? A person will look at the Chumash and say, Malki Tzedek is not Kananim. How come Avraham Avinu didn't take for Yitzchak someone from the empire of Malki Tzedek? So the answer was that everybody's called Kanani because the Kanani as Boaz had conquered Eretz Yisrael. By the way, Derech Agav, the Ibn Ezra actually suggests this in his Pelosh here. The Ibn Ezra says, in Vaknani as Boaz, right? Vaknani as Boaz, Ezra Ebbets, Yitokhin She Eretz Kanan Tovsa Kanan Miyad Acher. And then he says, "V'me'ainu kain yesh loisoy." The Ibn Ezra's baramis that it could possibly be that Kanani had conquered El Yisrael, therefore it's called a Kanani as Ba'aretz. In other words, actually, what the Netziv is saying is obviously is the first pelush of the Ibn Ezra before Ibn Ezra says, "V'me'ainu kain yesh loisoy." Okay, I don't want to go with the Ibn Ezra really. You know, obviously, Ibn Ezra suggests here two pelushim. Okay, so in other words, so the Netziv, right, rejects the second shot, the side of the Ibn Ezra. And understands, Akanani Az Boaz come to tell us that everybody in Eretz Canaan is under the rulership, the hegemony of Canaan, of the Canaanite. And for this reason, the treaty is Canaanite. Therefore, Avraham Avinu sends Eliezer to Choran and doesn't take from someone living in El Yisrael, even though they weren't from Isaac Canaanite. That's what he's saying. Now, so, it would come out, right, is that that's Pshuto Shamikra. That's Pshuto Shamikra. Okay? But it's not Bidigut to Chazal. In other words, the Netziv, right, was not going to explain the possible cause of the Ebenezer, because the opinion that Yeshua writes the end of the Torah, or let's put in the Torah, of course, the Netziv certainly felt was a Das Yochin Chazal. And he wasn't going to write a Pelish based upon a Das Yochin, not like the Ebenezer. Okay, Yochin Berabin. Now, what I mentioned here, right, he says, the Netziv says, in Vayera, once again in Vayera 2, we encounter the same grammatical question. And says, the Torah says, Vayikar, once again, Perichav Beis, Pasuk Yud Dalet, Vayikar Vom Shem Amokim, Hahu Hashem Yireh, Asher Ye'ame Hayoim, Baha Hashem Yireh. So the Netziv does come at the aftermath in Torah. This is, even though Bereishis was written perhaps before Sinai, nonetheless, these psukim are after Matan Torah. But now comes the question. What does it mean, Hashem Yeroeh? Chas v'shalom, it's being said at the time of the Beis HaMikdash. I mean, Yerushalayim. Right. There was no Beis HaMikdash at that time. Right? Certainly not in Halam Oiriya. Oh, so says the Netziv, Rabbeinu HaNetziv, right? So he says, "Asher ya'amer hayoyim la'achabat in Torah, v'nitztavu Yisrael of nois beis hamikdash sham." In other words, "Asher ya'amer hayoyim ba'ashem yiroeh" is referring to the tzivu of building the beis hamikdash, which was said what? Which was said, right? Which was said at matan Torah. V'yesham riyas ha'ponim v'azorah lo yiroeh ponai reikam. Shalosh pa'am yera, right? Kol zechurcha. In other words, shalosh pa'am yera kol zechurcha. Three times, right? In other words, it says in the Torah, yera kol zechurcha. That's what it says in Devarim, right? And this is clearly, right? This is clearly referring, right? This is clearly referring, right? To the command of the Beis HaMikdash. And because of this, the Sim says Yeroeh is referring to the command of Rias Panam Bazorah. Right? And that's in fact actually right? That's what it says here in Devarim, in Parshas Re'eh, right? Where it says in Parshas Re'eh, Devarim, Tez Zayin, Pasuk Tez Zayin, Shalosh Pa'amim Bashana Yeroeh Kol Zechurcha. Clearly commanded Har Sinai. So Netziv makes the association of Yeroeh here in Devarim with Yeroeh in Bereishis.
Like Zera Shava.
Right,
like
Zera Shava. Right, Baha'ashem Yeroeh. So it says Yeroeh refers to Netztav Yisrael of those Beis HaMikdash Sham V'yasham Rias Pnei Azor. That's what Netziv is referring to. So in other words, Netziv is learning the what's called Pshuta Shemikra Alpida Netziv. It's of course Alpi Chazal. Netziv says in Kilmas Emek. But Netziv is in fact actually what he's doing is he's learning for himself a Gzeira Shava. It's not Gzeira Shava La Halacha that a person ain't Adam done by Atzma Gzeira Shava, but a person can be done Atzma Gzeira Shava. In fact, what? To say a Pshat in the Chumash. Netziv will make Gzeira Shavas in the Chumash based upon Chazal. Now, an example. Where the Netziv makes a Gzera Shava, look at his own Gzera Shava, is actually in Bereishis, right? In Pasha's Toldos. There, Rivka tells Yaakov Avinu to go. After she hears that Yaakov Avinu wants to give the brachas, give the blessings to Esav. So Rivka says to Yaakov Avinu, right? She says to him, right? Perek Chav Zayin Pasuches Va'ata V'di Shema B'Koyli. Right? Hear what I have to say. La'asher ani b'tzava Yisach, I'm commanding you. Lechna el atzoin v'kach lecha misham, go to the tzoin and take for yourself shnei gidei izim. What shnei gidei izim? Why shnei gidei izim toivim? It's in the tziv. And once again, Perach of Zion, I think it's in Pasuk Tes, Sivkon Aleph in the Hach of Dava, says the Lashon of Shnei Gidei Izim, in fact, actually, is almost like Zeva Shabbat when it says Shnei Seire, Shnei Seire, Shnei Seire Izim, in Parshas of Achrei Mois, the two goats that were brought in the on Yom Kippur. Right? Right? Siachad Lashem and Siachad Lazazel. And the Nesiv understands, and he sins, in fact, actually, brings a medrash, which speaks about the Shnei Gidei Izim of Rivka, right, is connected, or is connected, however you want to put it, the Shnei Gidei Izim in Achimai. He says that it's it. An interesting pshat in Halchav Dava, that in fact Yaakov did steal the brachas from Esau, but it was called an Aveira Lishma, like the Gemara speaks about in Chavkim Baralaf and Nazir. And just like bringing the seer, La'azazel, which is to the Satan, is an Aveira Lishma. I'm going to go into what's called the Aveira Lishma there. Here too, Yaakov is going to do an Aveira Lishma. So the seer here is making use of the fact that the Torah will use the same Lashon to express the same thing. So therefore, right? And there's an interesting Hach of Dava, maybe we'll speak about this in another Shia. Probably not, but you should look a look at it and think about it. But in any case, that's what's being said, right? Baha Hashem Yeroah. Yeroah, the Sibyl is creating a Gezer Shabbat based upon Chazal. Like it says, Shalosh Pa'am B'Shalah Yeroah Kol Zechucha. And based upon the technique of Chazal, of Gezer Shabbat, the Sibyl in fact actually applies a pshat to the Pasuk. Now, in the case, though, of Kanani Azba'oritz, right, there is no mitzvah or gzerach or medrash or chazal, or drash of chazal that one can make. So therefore, the Tziv is going to understand Pshuto Shemekir, meaning Akanazi Azba'oritz. In fact, why is the Chumash referring to any person who is in El Yisrael by Kanani? This explains several things. Like the Tziv explains why, in fact, he sends Eliezer to Choron. Right? That everyone is under the Kanani. That's what it means that Kanani Azba'olat. Kanani Azba'olat is coming to explain, right? Different plot and different things in Bereshis. And Kanani Azba'olat is coming to explain to us the motivation between these different things. In other words, we clearly see here that even though the Nesiv is interested in Pshuta Shal Mikra, the Pshuta Shal Mikra has to be motivated by a Maamar of Chazal. And that's what we spoke about at the very, very beginning of the Shi'urim, when the Tziv speaks about Pshuta Shal Mikra. So the Tziv certainly understands that that a person cannot learn Pshuta Shal Mikra unless he's mechaven, so certain divrei Musa or something in a mitzvah of Chazal. That's or the halacha of Chazal. That's the Shita of the Tziv. So the Tziv very brilliantly and intricately weaves Pshuta Shal Mikra with I think an original reading of Chazal. Chomer Rabbi Yehuda, in my opinion, is very interesting reading of Chazal. I wanted to conclude by actually on this Netziv, which says that Yaakov Avinu called himself Yisrael and therefore he was punished by the rape of Dina. So what's the connection? The Nesiv doesn't explain this, at least to my knowledge. I've looked and I haven't seen anywhere. But I think it requires explanation. What is the Midah Kenegan Midah? So I wanted to say that it could possibly be that Yisrael, like the Nesiv explains later on, right, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu commands Yaakov Avinu, they have to be called Yisrael. So the Nesiv explains that Yisrael refers to Klai Yisrael, L'mayla Min HaTeva. That's what it refers to. Actually, the Inahach of Dava. The Ark of Dover, where Yisrael is asking us the question, how come Nevola also be Yisrael? It's referred to Zera Yisrael, the Umas Yisrael. So Yisrael refers to classical living L'mayla Min HaTeva. I think So Yaakov called himself Yisrael too early. So I think the question is like this: a person cannot aspire to live l'mayim l'teva unless there's a hashkacha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu commands Yaakov Avinu that he should call himself Yisrael, that means that Yaakov Avinu is being now commanded that he can live in a certain sense l'mayim l'teva. But before there's an explicit command to live l'mayim l'teva, a person has to live according to teva, which means part of living according to teva is being aware of your natural environment or your social environment. The Netziv, who calls himself Yisrael prematurely, in a certain sense, one could say, I mean, the Netziv is calling this a chet, is that there was a weakening of his association with his social environment, and perhaps he misunderstood that in fact actually he was living among savages, Shechem and Chamor, and because of that his daughter was raped. In other words, Yaakov Avinu thought that he could live l'mayla ben ateva in a hostile world, in a savage and unethical world, and before there's a command of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, then if a person thinks he's going to live l'mayla ben ateva without a command of Kodesh Baruch Hu, he leaves himself open to being victimized. And I think that's the Mida Kenegan Mida. So actually the Chazal works very, very nicely with the, you know, with the understanding of the Psukim. That's what I would say, the understanding of the two. Okay, I think I'm going to stop over here. There's much more to think about. I think I owe you the Shnei Se'irim, but that will be another time. But for an undisclosed place in Yerushalayim, Yerach Kodesh, be well.